Welcome back to my podcast, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Today, I am going to talk about Kim Kardashian, Ye West, Pete, maybe a couple of the other people. I can't remember their names. But really, mostly Kim Kardashian and Ye West, formerly known as Kanye West. Their situation is so common amongst many people. I feel like the only difference is their celebrity and their money. So many people are going through what Kim Kardashian is currently going through with her ex-husband, Ye West, Kanye West, harassing her, bullying her, putting her family in danger. And the reason why I say putting her family in danger is because he actually does not, in my opinion, care about his children. He cares about bashing Kim Kardashian. And I say that because you're putting your kid's school out to the public, knowing that there could possibly be a weirdo who wants to stand outside the school at the kid's dismissal time to look at your kids, just whatever it is. Regular people that are not celebrity don't even tell what school their children go to. Why is Kanye West telling people the school that his children goes to? I guarantee you, if he lived in that house and him and Kim were still a couple, he would not care that the oldest daughter, is online on TikTok. He may care a little bit because some parents do care. They don't want their children on TikTok at such a young age or on social media at such a young age. He may care a little, but not as much as he's making it seem like. He's using this as a tool to pull more people in to say, look at Kim, look at what she's doing. She's keeping me away from the kids. You guys, there's so many levels to situations like this. We don't know what they talk about in their private time. We don't hear them on the phone talking to each other. We don't see their text messages to each other. Kanye West right now is throwing a fit. And I can't even put it on the bipolar. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows that people fell in love with him from Through the Wire days. So now a lot of people are accepting that he's harassing Kim, because why? Everybody loves to hate Kim for multiple different reasons. A lot of different reasons that they love to hate her. And he knows that. He knows a lot of people. Anyways, everything he's doing, in my opinion, is very intentional. He knows that he has a lot of people on the internet and the world right at his fingertips, because like I said, a lot of people fell in love with him from Through the Wire days, like from early on in his career. And so now because he has a special place in their heart, he knows that he could get away with doing pretty much whatever he wants because he has their support. Imagine if Kim Kardashian said even one or two things that Kanye West has said about Pete Davidson. People will be calling her a hater. People will be calling her bitter. People would be bringing up the fact that she's 13 years, I think about 13 years older than Pete, even though that doesn't matter, but people would still bring that up to try to make her feel bad about it. Like, people would drag her for days if they knew, if she even opened her mouth. Now, I watched an interview, a 2-minute, 26-second interview that she had with Ellen, and pretty much she was just taking pride in taking the high road. Where that goes wrong is a person will take pride. Now, by the way, I don't want to just be so biased and say that only men do this to women. I've seen 3 or 4 women actually, behave in this kind of way towards their husbands. And it's because their husbands were not helpful in any way in the relationship, in any way at all, not financially, not in the home, not as a anything. But anyways, I'm going to lean harder towards the men because we're talking about Kanye West, and I feel like a lot of women suffer at the hands of being bullied and being harassed, and they have the support. They don't have any support, so they say they're going to take the high road and I'm going to work on myself. The things that she was saying in the interview, I remember that being me, like not in the interview, but I remember that being me, like, what is it that I could do? Meanwhile, that your ex is not thinking like that. He's thinking about destroying you, and he'll do it by any means possible, by any means necessary, he will do this, even if it means coming through the kids. Now, a lot of times in the beginning, like when they try to make it, like try to, you know, mend the relationship, and if you're not accepting it, they may try again. But as a last resort, they will start using the children, and they gain sympathy through the public by, oh, my kids, my kids, my kids. And then people, they will ride on that, like, oh, he's such a good dad. Oh, he wants to see his kids. Oh, she took the kids away from him. Oh, this, this, this. Because they're very manipulative. They know exactly what they're doing. This is, anyways, let me get back to the interview. So in the interview, she's talking about taking the high road and how she feels like this is all for a reason and all of the things that many women go through. Now, to somebody's point, because I watched a couple of videos, a couple of clients sent me a couple of videos, a few videos that I've watched, and I'm losing the point of what I was going to say. Maybe I shouldn't be looking, checking my email at the same time that I'm talking, but Kim is pretty much talking about taking the high road, which many women try to do, just to say, look, you know, I'm not the problematic one. I'm working on myself. And like I said, the other parent is not thinking about that at all. They are thinking about ripping you apart. And like I said, they will do it by any means necessary, even if it means to go through the kids, to put the kids in the middle of it. Like, and people are always saying, oh, the oldest child or the oldest daughter, all of the kids feel the effects of this. They all feel the effects of it. Even the little one who may not even be potty trained yet. Because, and I say that because when you mess with the mother's emotions, and I'm saying mother because we're talking about Kim and Kanye, this could go the other way, but I guarantee the majority of the time it's not going the other way. The majority of the time it is not the women doing this to the men. I do not care. I believe this is happening to a large amount of men, but not more than women. Anyways, when a man is taking a woman down emotionally and spiritually, a woman can 100% give herself to her children. It doesn't matter if they have nannies or not. It doesn't matter how many lawyers that they can hire, how much money they have. None of that matters when a person who is harassing and doing a smear campaign on your name is flying under the radar, talking about he wants to, like, pretending like he cares about his family and his kids. If he cared in even 1% about his family, he would never be getting online doing this. Never. He's happy he has an audience who agrees with him. He's happy he has that full-on support. He's glad for this. And of course he knows everybody doesn't agree with him, but he's happy that a great majority are siding with him, because two reasons, like I said, they fell in love with him from the beginning of his career. Number one. Number two, people love to hate on Kim. A few reasons I could see why. And in Kim's defense, but not in her defense, Kim comes from a world where she didn't realize her privilege. She, a teenager, was allowed to go into certain spaces where a brown or a black person could never go into those spaces and style Paris Hilton and never build their money that fast to even start businesses, to now where she's 41 and she has multiple businesses that are, you know, that she can do this with. A lot of people are born into extreme poverty and then have no idea how to even get out of it. Like, no idea. Even if you are telling them, have a relationship with God, which, by the way, this all boils down to, you need to have a relationship with God. Okay, so to the point I was making, that some people are born into extreme poverty. And like I said, they have no idea how to even get up. And then if somebody does try to give them a helping hand, sometimes it still comes crashing down because their pathology is just so messed up. You know, so when she made the comment about people are being lazy and not working, and people love to hate on her about that, but she's coming from a place of privilege that she doesn't realize. Yes, does she work hard? Yes, she works hard. But did she start out with a silver spoon in her mouth? Yes, she doesn't realize it. You know, with her dad being a lawyer and being able to give her a ton of money to buy items to sell on eBay. Everybody doesn't have a parent or parents that can do that. Then her mom remarries, and her mom remarries a wealthy athlete. And so she doesn't realize her privilege. So that she's speaking from that place. But, anyways, that could go left really fast. Let's get back to the Kim Kanye. There are so many women that are in these situations. where they are being harassed and bullied, and it ends up in a really bad way with the woman being the one being hurt, even having her children taken from her, because the person with the most power, even when I say power, I'm saying like the most dominance, the most winning everybody's hearts, like, oh, look at her, look what she's doing to me, just because they're in a fit of rage and now they want to crush you for not accepting all of their behaviors for forever. It's a really messed up thing. It's a really messed up thing. Like I said, a lot of women end up hurt, and sometimes, you know, they end up murdered at the hands of their husband or their ex, or because after a while it's hard to comply with them pulling you to and from, and the ups and downs and the highs and the lows and just the craziness. Like, it gets bad. But anyways, Ellen was praising Kim Kardashian for taking the high road. And I'm like, that's not something that I think a lot of women lean on. Like, I'm being the better person. But like I said, that doesn't matter when your ex is out to destroy you. You think, oh, look, I'm being nice. He's not being nice at all. He knows exactly what he's doing. And like I said, all of the lawyers and all of the resources that she has at her fingertips can't help her from being harassed. Now imagine being a person who you don't have the resources that Kim has to, you know, her money does give her a buffer spaces where she's able to have, if she needed extra security at her, you know, her kid's school or just whatever it is, she can do those things. Yes, her money can provide those things. But overall, she's being harassed very much in a way and bullied very much in a way that a lot of women are harassed and bullied. And she's taking that out that a lot of women do, like, oh, you know, I like being in a zen place. I don't want to speak badly about my children's father, as if the children don't know. I don't care how young the kids are. They know. They know if one parent is speaking out on another parent. You know, well, this started way before he started putting this public online for everybody to talk about. I'm sure it started years ago. So I'm sure there's a few points that I'm missing out on, because I'm just, you know, giving my opinion, kind of talking off the top of my head, and also coming from a place of experience with being bullied and harassed and having everybody, you know, family members, community members, even some of my family members befriend him and be like literally on his side, like, look at her and look at what she's doing. I had no money and I had no reason to ever just decide, oh, let me just go live in my car with literally nothing, no money, no physical things, not even a bar of soap. Like, I really feel like a lot of people see this happening. They see it going on and they're okay with it because it's not happening to them. If it's not happening to them in that moment, they want to, you know, be on the side of, at least he's not, in their minds, like, at least he's not doing this to me. And what they end up doing is hoping that the person who is causing all the trouble won't, you know, focus on them and make them, you know, a victim. I guarantee you anything, Kanye West thinks he is the victim. I don't like when parents destroy their household and then say it's somebody else's fault. Now, when a person can't accommodate you the way you want them to, when you want them to, it is the worst thing ever. I saw a clip of Kim crying, saying, oh, he should have a wife who can travel with him here and go with him there. That is not a normal lifestyle to have children just uprooted and all over the place. Children need stability. As a human being, you need stability. Wealthy people, athletes, they all know this. This is why when their families travel, athletes, for example, if their family is traveling on the road with them, it is not 100% of the time. They know their children need stability. Yes, when they're on the road, they can have a tutor come with them for that time. But their families have a home where they actually live. So for Kanye West to think that he should be able to pull the children to and from whenever he wants, and then if she can't accommodate him, he gets online and rants about it like she's a bad person. Like I said, there's so many people who go through this and they don't have the public spotlight. They're not celebrity for people to look at it and give opinions. They just literally live off of fumes because they don't have Kim Kardashian money. Most of us don't. And they live off of fumes and they're almost like spiritually dying in a process. Like it's a really bad place to be. And like I said, with all of the support that the that the abusive person receives, it's the craziest thing. So now let me turn this into God, because I really can't talk without being faithful, because this is what moved me. God starts to change through those hardships. He starts to change you within, and through the hardships, you turn to him more and more and more. And this is how he sharpens your discernment. He sharpens you in every single area. And normally it requires for him to take every single thing away from you, every single person, every single thing. And now you have the alone time with him, to talk with him in the middle of the night, to talk to him while you're driving, to talk to him while you're at work. And so then now you have this relationship with him. And that is the answer. That is the key. That is how God is able to move people who are in these situations, whether you are a man or woman. That is how you are able to move out of these situations, because he will talk to you in the secret places. He will keep you covered. He will keep you in his favor. He will keep you blessed. And sometimes that means you have nothing at all. God will keep you hidden, and he'll bring you out on the other side, and you'll be like a brand new person, and you'll be grateful that you went through those hard times, because it's not easy. But get with God, get in a relationship with him. Stop talking to people. Not that everybody is bad, but only God can bring you out where you need to be, so that you're living in the purpose that he has for you. And that would be the only thing that actually that could help Kim, is for her to get in a relationship with God. And no matter what Kanye West is trying to twist or do, God will block all of that. And like I said on my YouTube channel, even if you feel that heat come right up to your chest and you feel unsure and you feel like you're going to fall, God, he won't let you fall. He won't let you fall. It'd be a scary experience, but he won't let you fall. So with that being said, I'm going to end this recording. I'm going to end this podcast here. If you agree, favorite this, share it, leave me a message, and inshallah we'll be back on very soon with what I talk about. Enjoy the rest of the day.